Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Chivalry PulseSat results for second quarter 2014 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 28th of August, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Dominik Lubicki. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome everyone to a conference call dedicated to discuss financial results of Chivalry PulseSat Capital Group for Q2 of 2014. As usual, let me start with a discussion of corporate events. The most important is, of course, finalization of acquisition of Metalem Holding Company Limited, the company which indirectly controls Polkomtel. The completion of the transaction happened in May, so we consolidate the financial results effective from May 7th, 2014. We also completed first stage of the refinancing. Chivalry PulseSat has new credit facility agreement. We repaid old bank loan, redemption of the senior notes, and redemption of Polkomtel PIK notes. As an effect, the cost of financing of the group's ongoing operation has been reduced significantly. We observe also the continuation of operational integration of Chivalry PulseSat and Polkomtel. As of September 1st, Mr. Tobias Szolos will join the management board of Chivalry PulseSat, while Tomasz Szeląg will start to consolidate the finance as a member of the board of Polkomtel, responsible for the financial operation. We received the draft decision of the Polish Office of Electronic Communication regarding spectrum reservation in 800 MHz bandwidth for the next 15 years. The draft decision provides for payment of one-off reservation fee in the amount of 365 million Polish zloty, which we expect to pay somewhere at the end of Q2 or beginning of Q3. We started our core product, Smart Dome, which is in translation to English, it actually means smart house, smart home, in February this year. However, in May, we started the new release of this project, which has the important impact on our results and on the market. The project offers savings to customers as each new product that the customer adds is offered at a relatively lower price. The offer also includes banking services and sale of electricity. We always believed that LTE will be, at some point in time, the technology which can compete head-to-head with a fixed line, especially in a country like Poland, where 60% of the people are living outside of dense populated areas. The most important difference is that from the customer point of view, is that mobile internet like LTE, till the moment we start power LTE, was sold as a package. Customer was always worried whether he/she structured his offer in the right way. We offer now power LTE. It means unlimited internet, and it starts from only 29.90. We continue to develop our loyalty program called Paszport Korzyści. We expect about 10-15 new companies to join this program, and in long term, it will have a positive effect on the customer satisfaction. It means as well the customer loyalty, that which corresponds to churn control. In 2008, we acquired the rights for the FIVB Volleyball Men's World Championship in Poland, which starts this Saturday. These rights are exclusive to us, so we decided to offer them to the market as a pop-up channels, four channels on which we will present the whole event. So it's over 100 matches. Volleyball is extremely popular in Poland. It competes head-to-head with the football in terms of the audience share, so we believe it will be a big event and with a huge satisfaction to our customers, because only Cyfrowy Polsat customers will have this, will be able to watch these rights without paying extra fees. All the other operators decided to offer these rights in the pay model, and of course Polsat Television will get the revenue share from that sales. We are very satisfied with the performance of spring programming, so we decided that autumn programming will be based on the proven formats, including Dancing with Stars, Your Face Seems Familiar, Hell's Kitchen, Top Chef, and Must Be the Music. In September, we are going to launch channel number 26 of our thematic portfolio. It will be called Muzo TV, dedicated to pop and rock music. 2 years ago, we started the project of migration of customers of our satellite TV platform from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4 technology. There's less than 500,000 set-top boxes out of 4.3, which are in the field, which are still in MPEG-2 technology. We believe that the time frame we gave ourselves to close this technology, which is mid-2015, is achievable for us, and this will lead us to enhance the flexibility and the efficiency of utilization of the rented satellite capacity. Following the acquisition of Metalem on May 7th, we decided to modify the presentation of our KPIs in order to adapt them to the new group structure and strategy in order to better describe the nature of our business. The new layout of key performance indicators should better reflect the execution of our strategy aimed at maximizing of sales of our products to customers, increasing its ARPU and loyalty. The most important KPI is RGU, Revenue Generating Unit, which is actually the number of the products which will be sold to our customer. A customer is understood as a natural person or a business entity. RGU replaced the contract, subscribers, SIM cards, which have been reported to date, and they will cover the group major services and products, including mobile telephony, pay TV, and internet. Only the RGUs which were active and which generated revenue during a given reporting period will be presented. We have two lines of services, contract services and prepaid services. So the major KPIs for contract services include presentation of number of contract customers, presentation of number of RGUs, ARPU per customer. That's important change, because till now we are presenting ARPU per product. This time we'll show ARPU per customer, churn, and number of RGU per customer, the indicator which has to be well followed. Prepaid services. Presentation of the number of RGUs will be done by us according to the European standard of reporting of prepaid telecommunication services. This means 90-day definition of active of the card. In Poland, there's a market tradition to show the cards with the validity of their life. So if the card, for example, has the lifetime validity, and actually this kind of offers are now very common. So this would lead us to the situation that if the whole market, prepaid market, will go to the unlimited time of the lifetime of the card, that probably in like a decade from now we'll have over 100 million of prepaid and postpaid customers, which is of course ridiculous. However, due to full transparency, we will in parallel, for informational purposes only, present a number of the prepaid SIM cards according to the current practice of the Polish telecommunication market in order to allow for like-to-like comparison with competitors. And of course, we will also present ARPU, ARPU per total RGU for prepaid services. Now, we are very satisfied with the recent sales results. They are supported by the communication of our very popular service, Smart Dom, which has very good influence also on the sales of the standalone businesses. Just to give you the flavor, I can say that from May, when we started the new release of this program, our number of our sales invoice went up 3 times, data 2.5 times, and pay TV 2 times. Our customer base, as I defined it a second ago, amounts to 6.2 million. ARPU per customer, calculated this way, is 85.3 zloty. RGU per customer was 1.93, and we observe here an upward trend and a very stable churn, 8.8%. We observe also, as I said, a very good performance of the Spring programming, which led us to the very good audience share, 23.6%, including our thematic channel, which corresponds to the TV advertising market share of 24.8% in Q2 of 2014. We continued to realize our operational and financial synergies. It all led us to the strong financial performance. Our revenue amounted to 1.8 billion Polish zloty. EBITDA exceeded 700 million zloty with EBITDA margin 40.6%. And please remember that we consolidate Polkomtel only in the, more or less saying half of the Q2 starting May 7th. Let me discuss now our operating activities in the segment of services to individual and business customers. So as I said, for the informational purposes, on page number 12, you can see what would happen if Polkomtel still reported as a typical Polish telecom, having in the subscriber base and the huge amount of the SIM cards, which are actually physically not even existing in this world. So I will not stay long on this slide and move on to the next one. Slide number 13, I strongly encourage you to carefully read it on your own, because on this slide we put all the definition of the most important KPIs, how we understand them, and with which we will use to describe our business from now on. So RGU, I already told you, maybe it's worth mentioning here that in pay TV, it's RGU is also considered multi-room. It's also pay TV packages in IPLA, TV Mobilna, so, and DTH, of course, as well. In telephony, it's business segment, individual client segments, and machine-to-machine as well. So please read carefully, because if you want to follow our company, you have to update your business model based on these KPIs. So now, please go to the slide number 14 when we present this most important KPIs in very short form. We have 6.2 million customers. It means unique individual clients, which corresponds to 16.2 million RGUs. Out of these, 12 million is in contract services and 4.2 in prepaid services. Breakdown to the business line of the 16.2 million RGUs is following: 10.6 million mobile telephony, 4.3 million pay TV, 1.4 million internet. The penetration, or I should say saturation, of the subscriber base with RGU, the key indicator is 1.93, and ARPU per customer 85.3 Polish zloty. On slide number 15, you can see that recalculation of our performance in the past. We were growing for the last 6 years all the time, naturally and through acquisition, from less than 3 million RGUs to over 16 million RGUs in Q2 of 2014. We have unique customer base of the contractual customers. This is a foundation of our multiple play strategy, 6.2 million with a very low churn, 8.8%. Following page, number 70, is a breakdown of the contract services to internet, pay TV, and telephony. And it's worth to mention that cross-selling of core services to combined customer base of Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel is the key for the future development of our business. We observe increasing role of mobile internet as the most frequently chosen number two product in the SmartDom offer, and in the pay TV segment, it's not a segment anymore, environment, I would say, the multi-room is most commonly bought product, which builds RGU. In the prepaid services, as I said before, we decided to introduce new definition of RGU based on the European Commission definition, 90 days of the validation of the card, in contradiction to what Polish market reported till now. I don't understand the reason why it was historically determined this way. I can only assume that some companies wanted to show that they are very, very big and not taking into consideration that the part of the huge chunk of these cards are actually not generating any revenues for the company. Our experience from over 15 years of the operation is that only 5% of the prepaid cards which were not used after 90 days come back to life from time to time. So actually, if we really would like to be very precise and with approximation, we could add 5% from 2.2 million, which is a deduction from 6.4 to 4.2, and this would give us a little bit even better picture of the prepaid cards which are used. However, our definition will not lose these customers, because we'll just not present them through whole year, but only in the given period when they were activated, because that's how the definition. Please check again slide number 13. On page number 19, you can see the breakdown of the prepaid services. Of course, the biggest part of it is mobile telephony, followed by internet and pay TV in the prepaid model. As I said in the beginning, the most important product is SmartDom with its new opening, which we introduced in May. Second product for half price, and the third product for 1 zloty. So the previous SmartDom offering was 10 zloty rebate on every single product added to the first basic one. So we started this promotion mid-February, and today, the number of the customers who joined that program exceeded 300,000, and number of the RGUs held by this group of customers amounted to over 1 million. It's also worth to underline that strong communication of this offering also positively affected the sales of the single play offers. SmartDom is not 100%, it's between 50 to 60% of our sales. We remain the leader of LTE technology, and we will strive to hold this position. Our network coverage, 67% of the population. We have a wide range of mobile devices, including the ones which were produced in-house by our engineers, integrated antenna and modem, which can use the wiring of the house, which our customers did for the satellite television purposes. So it's a very convenient device. And what is important to underline, because the router is integrated in the antenna and it's outside, it actually gives the outdoor coverage indoor. Plus has been the winner in the mobile internet test of Computer Świat. It's Axel Springer monthly journal dedicated to the computers. And we received the award called Quality for the fastest internet access in LTE technology. There was also another ranking done by Speedtest, in which Plus Network came up right after the cable operators, ahead of Neostrada, run by Orange. Neostrada is also a fixed line, so please note that our mobile LTE network has a better parameters than fixed Neostrada run by Orange. So you remember, I always underline how important in development of the network is customer behavior, which is going in the direction of higher and higher video consumption. It constitutes about 50% of the all traffic in the internet networks. And of course, we have the product which we offer to our customers. It's called IPLA. It's fully integrated now with our DTH operation, has approximately 4.6 unique users in every month in Q2, and we use it also for the transmission of live channels, as well as sometimes we give a special treatment to our customers. For example, all Polkomtel customers using LTE technology and IPLA as a gateway, as a player, will be able to watch World Cup in volleyball without any extra cost, including the cost of the transmission. So this will make our IPLA player probably even more popular. Now moving to our broadcast segment, slide number 25, you can see that our main channel was ranked number one with 13.5% of the audience share, while our thematic channels audience share reached 10.1%. So altogether, Polsat Group audience share result is 23.6%. And it's very important to underline that such a good result was achieved in a very difficult market. First of all, In Q2, we have a continuation of the fragmentation of DTT market. Three new channels were launched. And in June, we, of course, have World Cup in Brazil, which drew the attention of a large portion of the viewer. And these channels were presented on by public broadcaster, as you see, despite that fact in Q2, it was Polsat who was number one. Our group is in the position number two, but very close to the TVP group. It's less than one percentage point difference. Similar performance, can be observed over first 6 months of the year. It's slide number 26, when respectively main channel reached 13.3%, thematic channel is 9.7%, so Polsat Group 23, giving us again the second position in the market. Advertising market grew by 5.3% in Q2. Sponsoring and advertising revenues of Polsat Group grew by 19.4%, but even if we exclude the effect of acquisition of TV4 and TV6, which were not a part of our group in 2013, we can say that Polsat outperformed the market with 8.5% of the growth. Similarly, on the first 6 months of the year, the market grew 5% and Polsat Group grew 16.8%. Announcing the transaction of acquisition of Metalen, it means Polkomtel, we announced certain synergies which we are planning to achieve. So let me brief you on this area. We continue to fully integrate operationally Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel. In March, we started the integration and completed also at the end of the March integration of marketing, sales, customer service and retention departments, as well as IT. Then followed strategy, and from now on, from September 1st, we will start to integrate finance departments, because Tomek Szelong will join management board of Polkomtel and will be responsible for the integration of the financial department of the whole group. We already observe the positive impact of restructuring of our debts, and we realize certain financial synergies. A new credit facility agreement was signed by Cyfrowy Polsat. In the meantime, we repaid old bank loan, redemption of the Cyfrowy Polsat senior notes, and we also redeemed the Polkomtel PIK notes. Slide number 31, you are probably familiar with. It is exactly the same slide as during our presentation, and if you look in the boxes on the right side of it, you will see that probably it will stay like that for some time. Joint offering is completed. The three other fields of synergies to be achieved are scheduled to be finalized in 2016, so it means 2 years from now. However, on slide 32, we decided to show you the very special initiative we took in order to achieve what we promised to the market. So starting with marketing, monetization of the joint customer base by the group, by maximizing sales of services under SmartDom offering. Consistent product and pricing strategy for respective product offered by both companies. Optimization of market spend, combined campaigns of Polkomtel and Cyfrowy Polsat. Uniform marketing of the internet offer, power LTE. Optimized structure of media spending. And optimization of organizational structure and internal processes within the new group. Customer services and retention. Polkomtel had a lot of activity in Warsaw, and Warsaw is the most expensive city in Poland, as all capitals. So we decided to create a joint call center using one of the locations Cyfrowy Polsat had in Toruń. All the costs are lower, and we decided to reallocate resources to the cheaper location, and staff recruitment in smaller towns is also more cost effective. We decided to introduce common customer service standards. It will give us higher efficiency and higher customer satisfaction. And we run the process of unification of commission systems, more effective motivation for customer service representative is an expected effect. IT. First of all, economy of scale, that's what we expect. Joint hardware and software purchases, integration of IT infrastructure, introduction to Polkomtel, Cyfrowy Polsat's in-house solution supporting offer and sales-related processes. I would like to remind you that all IT systems except SAP and conditional access system, Nagra conditional access system, are developed in-house. Billing system, custom CRM system, sales system, logistics system. So we will slowly, step by step, try to introduce them to Polkomtel. Not everything will be possible, but some of them definitely yes. It will give us cost synergy. Unification of IT system architecture. This will be important in order to smoothly introduce all the changes in the offering and parallel in both companies. And we started a process of unification of our billing system. This will be the very long-term shot. Long shot, I think it will last probably about 4 years. The last field of our activity in which we are looking for the synergies, important synergies because we are looking for them in all the fields, is increasing the efficiency of sales products in both networks, since in our sales network. Already today, 30% of products are sold in the other company network. So 30% of TV is sold in the Polkomtel network, and 30% of voice is sold by Cyfrowy Polsat sales network. That's a very impressive figure. I was really hoping that it will happen soon, but I'm really satisfied that it happened so soon. As a consequence of integration of the network, we expect some reduction of the total number of the points of sales, but it will happen naturally. We will not accelerate that process at any point. We are going to unify our sales processes within a point of sales. We'll build common logistic and warehousing system. Joint training and education will be run on both networks. And we will unify the commission systems in order to more effectively motivate our sales network. Slide number 33 is about realizing of the financial strategies, synergies. So please, I would like to give the floor to Tomek, who will then guide you through the financial results, which are in the next section.
Thank you, Dominik. On slide number 33, we presented effects of stage number one of refinancing, which we concluded in the second quarter of 2014. First of all, thanks to this refinancing process, we managed to decrease the average cost of financing by 1 percentage point, which gave us the savings on interest of 1.1 billion zlotys until the end of 2019. We put 2019 because it was the year and the period we calculated financial synergies when we announced the transaction of Polkomtel acquisition in November 2013. Thanks to the refinancing, we have a very solid structure of currencies. Polish zloty accounts for more than 70% of total. As a result, our realization of financial synergies accounted for more than 90%, exactly 92%, and due to this fact, we recalculated our approach towards synergies because we have the second refinancing process in front of us, which is connected with the high yields of Polkomtel, and as a result of this recalculation, we increase our expected financial synergies by additional 200 million zlotys, and at the moment there is 700 million zlotys until the end of 2019. What is important here, I would like to distinguish the financial synergies, which are incremental positive effects, because we are negotiating together Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel, and savings on interest, there's a different part of it, and we give this number also on this slide. And if we do the second stage of refinancing, we'll do exactly the same to present you the effects of the refinancing processes. Before I go into financial results, just to remind you, Dominik mentioned that we are consolidating Metalem results beginning from 7th of May 2014. We have also results of TV4 and TV6, so Polskie Media. We didn't have this company last year, and last year we had RSTV results, but we sold this company, so in the second quarter of 2014, we don't have this company. That's why we do not compare apples with apples. What is important when we are reading our MD&A, we presented to you the results of the whole capital group, but also we excluded Metalem results just to show you and give you some information about operational and financial results of the old Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat group. And in line with our earlier announcements, our revenues and costs are reported under the new presentation, what is on slide number 35. Definitely, it better reflects our business model, and what is important has no impact on the previously reported numbers on the top lines and EBITDA level. Our revenue was grouped into four categories, namely retail revenue from individual and business customers, wholesale revenue, revenue from sale of equipment, and other revenue. The difference between retail revenue and wholesale revenue is connected with the entity we are providing our services. In terms of retail revenue, these services are provided to the end users. That's why here we have subscription fees, and in terms of wholesale revenue, at some stage we have intermediary. And here we grouped revenues such as advertising and sponsorship, interconnect roaming, and revenues from cable and satellite operators. On the cost side, we have 8 categories. Content costs are connected with cost of licensing fees of Cyfrowy Polsat, and also internal external production and amortization of sport rights and amortization of purchase film licenses. And we group these 3 cost categories in one called content costs. Depreciation, as usually, technical and settlement with mobile network operators. This group of costs consists of all costs connected with maintenance of the infrastructure, telco infrastructure, interconnect, roaming, transponder capacity costs, and also conditional access system costs. Cost of equipment sold, as it was in the past, the same as cost of debt, bad debts, and distribution, marketing, customization, management, and retention costs, and last but not least, salaries and employee-related costs. We created, of course, the other cost category, and this is a relatively small one. Slide number 36. All of our financials, particularly when we are looking from the helicopter view, are impacted by Metelem consolidation. As a result, in some cases, I will discuss the effect of our operational activities without this Metelem consolidation. On the general slide, you can see the trend. This is maybe worth mentioning. Our costs increase on the lesser extent in comparison to the revenues. As a result, EBITDA indicator grew considerably, and EBITDA margin reached nearly 41%. In terms of net profit, the growth is on a lesser extent because we put and recognize one-offs connected with costs of refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat SFA and high yields. In terms of one-off costs of refinancing of Picknote of Polkomtel, they were recognized before the closing of the transaction, some of them at the end of April, some of them at the beginning of May, and this is in line with international accounting standards. At that time, we had visibility about the structure of refinancing, about the costs associated. As a result, you will not find these costs in our net profit reported today. Slide number 37, results in the segment of services to individual and business customers. The same trends as I mentioned in terms of the general results. So I will switch to slide number 38, results of broadcasting and TV production business segment. Thanks to the very good spring scheduling, we managed to outperform the market. Additionally, we consolidated TV4 and TV6 channels. As a result, our revenue grew by 12%, much higher than our costs, which influenced and which resulted in a very good dynamic of the EBITDA growth of 19% and EBITDA margin close to 36%. Slide number 39, we gave you a reconciliation of our revenues and costs. The logic of this slide is that we put the participation of the old Cyfrowy Polsat business segment. We added Metelem Group consolidation effect and TV Polsat at the end. And we, you go to the numbers of the top line we presented in the first slide of the finance section. Slide number 40, EBITDA and net profit reconciliation. Here I would like to draw your attention to the fact that all business segments positively participated to our EBITDA, even old segment of Cyfrowy Polsat, or we call this services provided to individual customers. In June, we recognized some of the additional costs connected with Metelem acquisition, but even taking into consideration this fact, we managed to improve our EBITDA on a yearly basis. Net profit, majority of it was added on the year-to-year basis by consolidation of Metelem Group, but also thanks to the better operating profit of the old Cyfrowy Polsat, we also added additional 12 million zlotys. Slide number 41, revenue structure. Retail revenue from residential and business customers without Metelem increased due to higher subscription fees from pay TV business and also from internet services. In terms of wholesale revenue without Metelem, they increased thanks to the success of the TV Polsat activities. Revenue from sale of equipment without Metelem was on the stable level. We sold more laptops and tablets. However, we didn't have DVB-T equipment as in comparison to the last year. On the right-hand side graph, you can see the breakdown of the revenues. Close to 70% of the revenues come from retail business segment. Slide number 42, cost structure. Amortization is the biggest position at the moment due to the Metelem consolidation. Our technical costs and cost of settlements with mobile network operators without Metelem were a little bit higher due to the second half of the transponder capacity we rented, and also higher data transmission costs due to the success of our internet services. Content costs were higher due to the successful spring scheduling and higher programming costs of Cyfrowy Polsat, which we invested in order to increase or enhance our quality of our packages. And it was partially offset by lower cost of purchase film licenses. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs, together with salaries and employee-related costs without Metelem, were on the stable or even lower level in comparison to the second quarter of 2013. Slide number 43, our cash flow statement in the first half of 2014. We started the year with cash on hand of 342 million. We generated 650 million from operations. All business segments participated positively. Loans incurred 2.8 billion, out of which 2.5 is SFA, drawn by Cyfrowy Polsat, and 300 million revolver, also drawn by Cyfrowy Polsat. This is new refinancing I described to you at the beginning of my part. Bonds repayment, nearly 2.3 billion zlotys. Here we are talking about repayment of Cyfrowy Polsat high yield, but also peak bonds of Polkomtel. Then we have repayment of loans and borrowings. We repaid, as Cyfrowy Polsat, our old SFA, and we started also to service the new debt we acquired in the second quarter of this year. Repayment of interest on loans, borrowings, cash pool, and other instruments. We were just servicing our debt during the whole quarter. As Cyfrowy Polsat, we paid a dividend, close to 103 million. Thanks to the acquisition of Metelem, we also acquire cash of 1.8 billion. The next position is CapEx, close to 140 million. CapEx versus revenue indicator is 5.65%. And we close the second quarter and half year with cash on hand of nearly 2.2 billion zlotys. Slide number 44, we presented the group's debt at the end of the second quarter, 2014. What is important here, Polkomtel's indebtedness was recognized in Cyfrowy Polsat Group's results at a fair value as a result of following the PPA process, purchase price allocation process, which resulted in an artificial and technical increase of the group's total indebtedness. In order to put the value of the debt of Polkomtel, we took the quotations from the Luxembourg Exchange at the end of the second quarter, and that's why the landscape and the number we got can be misleading, because as a group, we'll still service the debt in nominal value, which is in Polkomtel's books. As a result, we decided to present you two numbers. First one, based on this artificial fair value recalculation, which is in Cyfrowy Polsat books, and second one in nominal value. The difference at the end of the second quarter was 900 million zlotys. I recalculated it for August 25th, and the difference was only 750 million. As you can see, this artificial balance sheet value is changing all the time. On the right-hand side, below graph, you can find the maturity of our debt based on nominal value, and you can see that the maturity is relatively long, and we are in a very good position in order to decide whether, when, which instrument to use in order to refinance our debt in the future. Slide number 45, due to the Metalem acquisition, our balance sheet changed considerably. Our total asset value increased by more than 22 billion zlotys. We added value of the Polkomtel telecommunication infrastructure. We also valuated customer relationships. We haven't valuated Plus brand yet. However, we are doing it, and we've got 12 months in order to complete the whole process. If we do it, we will recalculate amortization of the Plus brand beginning from 7th of May 2014. In terms of the equity and liabilities, equity increased considerably due to the issuance of the new shares connected with the Metalem acquisition. We have Polkomtel debt recognized in our balance sheet and also license liabilities, what you can see on this slide. Because Polkomtel Group has high yields and has relations with bondholders, we presented also two additional slides that are talking about ALM II Group's financial results in the second quarter of 2014. Generally speaking, everything is in a very, very good shape. Slide number 47, you can see that revenue level of ALM II was under pressure of the regulatory factors. Actually, the second quarter was the last quarter of non-comparable different MTR rates. What is important here, thanks to the growing revenue from data transmission and also sale of equipment together with wholesale revenue, these three factors partially mitigate the negative pressure on the revenue from the voice services. In terms of the cost level, we had some additional costs connected with acquisition of the clients in our Smart Dome project. However, it will have very positive impact on our revenue line in the future. EBITDA on the ALMA2 group level was 708 million and EBITDA margin close to 44%. Free cash flows, a very high level of 510 million. Here, please bear in mind that we have one effect of the one-off connected with VAT settlement. Actually, in July, we paid this VAT settlement, which means that in the third quarter, you will see the number without one-off. And net debt to EBITDA is 3.1 times. ALMA2 or Metalem Group is reducing the debt considerably. Slide number 48, ALMA2 group, cash flow statement. You can see that Metalem Group managed to add additional cash on hand thanks to the cash flows from operations, which are similar to the previous year. We as a Metalem Group, repaid interest and also settled some hedging transaction, not only SFA, but also a high-yield coupon. CapEx was 332 million. Please bear in mind that probably at the end of the third quarter or at the beginning of the fourth quarter, what Dominik mentioned, we'll have payment for 1,800 megahertz frequencies renewal. And as a ALMA2 group, we had at the end of the second quarter nearly 2 billion zlotys of cash. That's all from my part, Dominik.
Thank you very much. That's almost all what we presented for you today, so let me wrap up with a couple of highlights. So the most important event is that we successfully completed the acquisition of Metalem, which opens a new chapter in the history of our group. We have excellent sales results, supported mainly by the Smart Dome offering. Important to underline, I don't remember if I did it, it was only dedicated to our subscriber base till now. It will change in the coming quarters. Polsat Television audience result, audience share results, very good, thanks to successful scheduling in spring, which will be a fundament of also autumn scheduling and corresponding with the dynamic growth of revenue from advertising. It all corresponded, and it was all transferred to very solid financial performance of our group. We'll continue to integrate operationally Polkomtel and Cyfrowy Polsat in order to deliver synergies both on the revenue and the cost side. We already realized 90% of the financial synergies. Therefore, we decided to increase our expectation for the cumulative financial synergies from 500 million to 700 million till the end of 2019. That's all what we prepared for today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. That's star and one to ask a question. Your first question comes to the line of Vivek Khanna. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a quick question, please. I'm just trying to figure out better understand your thought process as what you plan to do with the ILM2 outstanding bonds. I mean, the PIK, I see you have refinanced. It was callable. This current bond is not callable till 2016. But nevertheless, you know, with the slight step up in debt to fund for, you know, any tender premium, you could clearly have a very good free cash flow growth story thereafter on the back of the lower interest savings. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, what are your thoughts there? What are the, you know, what are the metrics which you use? What are the, you know, potential return profiles on any, you know, tender premium which you need to pay in order to get and deliver that free cash flow growth story on the back of lower financing? So I'm just trying to understand, you know, what are the metrics which you're using and what are the markers in order to make that decision, please? Thank you.
Okay, in terms of the potential refinancing, the most important indicator is NPV of this transaction. But of course, the issue is which assumptions you will take in order to calculate NPV of this process. First of all, we are open for each instrument. Definitely the first choice would be Polish zloty debt, but we are also analyzing currency instruments, high yields or other bonds. And what is important, we are also taking into consideration the fundamental and operational business improvement we are doing in Polsat Group together with Polkomtel. I believe that thanks to the Smart Dome success, thanks to the delivering of the synergies, our negotiating power with financial institutions will be much better, and as a result, maybe it's better to wait a couple of months to deliver some of the synergies and projects, and then show not only the prospects but also real money and real improvement. So to sum up, definitely non-call period is beginning from 2016. However, I'm not sticked to this date. When we notice on a monthly basis, because I analyze it on a monthly basis, that NPV of this project is attractive, that we've got in terms of the business development what we wanted to show to the financial institutions, then maybe we can do it quicker, but it will depend on the market conditions as well. At the moment, as you mentioned, these conditions are very attractive. Particularly in July, was extremely attractive month. In August, maybe a little bit slow down, but it seems that September and October will be also very good months. If something happens, we are talking rather about the second half of next year, beginning of 2016, time will tell.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes to the line of Stanley Martinez. Please ask your question.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking my question and for all the detail in the slide deck. So on Plus, even if I use the traditional Polish market definition of subscribers, it looks like you lost, by my calculations, 1.1% of connection share and 3.3% of revenue market share. Now, leaving aside the revenue market share because, you know, of the effect of Smart Dome, and just focusing on subscriber share, would you be able to talk about when you expect Plus to return to growth in share of gross adds, or at least growth in postpaid subscriber share, because most carriers are migrating from prepaid to postpaid. You might be doing it a bit more aggressively. Or is SmartDome really suggesting that the focus is going to be, for the near term, less on external subscriber acquisition and more on kind of internal maximizing revenue per household?
Okay, so you are right. The total of clients of the prepaid base decreased. And when we started to prepare the new strategy for Plus, we were taking one step at a time. So we decided to start with the most important line contracted customers. However, We are going to relaunch our prepaid offer in coming months, and followed by relaunch of our mixed offering. I see the natural growth of the customers, migration of the prepaid customer to the mixed model, and mixed should be the source of the postpaid customers. That's how in the coming quarters you will see the migration of the subscriber base and where I see the growth. So I want to stabilize this figure with the new opening in terms of the communication and in terms of the offering, and then actively migrate the customers between these segments which I just indicated. So that's the plan.
Okay. Thanks. Dominic, in terms of growth in the contract ARPU per RGU, would you be willing to share with us some expectation of accretion rate off of the 85 zloty 30 that base that you reported in Q2? I mean, over the years, your team's done a good job of migrating higher on DTH packages, you know, mini into family, for example. Should we expect kind of, you know, your target to be low to mid-single digit percentage growth here?
As you know, we are not in the drill of forecasting, so I cannot give you specific answers. What I can share with you is that the ARPU per customer of SmartDom offering is higher than ARPU today, so it's over 100 zloty. So the success of the SmartDom will definitely have the positive impact on ARPU.
Okay, great. And then if I could just add one question for Magic, if he's on the line, just related to the TV broadcasting business. You know, if I were to net out the effects of sporting events and the consolidation of TV4 and TV6, what would, you know, TV advertising revenue have been like relative to the 19.4% that you reported? And then maybe as an adjunct to that, maybe you could comment on your competitors' moves to eliminate some of the discounting on rate card. Did Polsat use that as an opportunity to try to gain more share with ad agencies in the current quarter, or did you similarly also, you know, accede to your competitors' discounts on or elimination of the discounts on rate card?
Okay, unfortunately, Maciek is not today with us because we have the World Cup in volleyball starting tomorrow, and it's fully there. But I hope I can be able to understand to answer your questions. In the growth which we present over 90%, if you deduct from that the effect of TV4 and TV6, so only for Polsat you will see 8.5%. So it's more than 5.6, which the market grows. So this gives you the flavor of the good performance of the it was actually 5.3. I'm sorry. So we outperformed the market with 3.2 percentage points in terms of the performance. We have observed in the last quarter the more rate card selling rather than packaging, but it was also due to the fact that we the scheduling of our scheduling was so successful that we delivered sooner our obligation to the advertisers, and then we could sell the outstanding inventory from the rate card.
So to give you some numbers, in the spring scheduling, we managed to have rate card share of 40%.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Thomas, and thanks, Dominic. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes to the line of Fabrizio Machesi. Please ask your question.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify one thing. So slide 5, the 1800 megahertz spectrum, I just wanted to clarify that refers to the two blocks that you currently have in that frequency band, and that expires this year. So this basically, the 365 would be a payment for the renewal. And just can you explain to me what the consultation process means? Does that mean that you can negotiate the 365 or not? And then the second question was, can I get an update on your view of sort of what's happening in Poland with regards to the spectrum auctions for the 800 and 2600 spectrum? Thank you.
Okay, so the spectrum, as I said, was the renewal of the reservation is going to be for next 15 years. The draft decision indicates expecting amount of 365 million. This is something which is not really negotiable. Probably it could be contested if we decided that it's wrongfully calculated. However, we don't see it this way because it is based on the average what the UK received in the last bid. So, as I said in my presentation, probably at the end of Q2 or beginning of Q3 and beginning of Q4, we'll pay that amount and this will be included in our CapEx and capitalized over 15 years. The second question about the consultation on 800 megahertz, well, this is the process which is, as you know, delayed for the long time. However, recently there is an information that it could be finalized in 2-3 months and as an auction again, and so it means that the payments won't be required probably before the mid 2015. But that's all I can say right now. I don't have any new messages, so I will keep you updated on the on the current basis because there's nothing really new at this point in time.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no more questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, and I hope to hear you again after the Q3 results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude our conference for today. Thanks for participating. You can all disconnect.